The VMOST framework is used to define strategies and prepare a business plan. The framework was proposed by Rakesh Sondhi, an academic and business consultant. VMOST, the name of the framework, is based on a hierarchy of five components: vision, mission, objectives, strategy, and tactics. Imagine that these form a triangle with vision at its apex. Vision is the starting point for developing a strategy, as it leads to an understanding of the company's mission and the objectives that must be achieved, the strategies that will help it to be achieved, and the tactics that will fight the various battles. In each of the five steps in the framework, Sondhi recommends identifying what is meant by the step and analysing all aspects of it. For example, first we look at vision. Vision is the most critical part of the framework and it sits at the top of the triangle. In identifying the vision for the company, it's necessary to state very clearly where it's going. Having done this, it's now necessary to analyse the vision by asking questions such as, will people throughout the company understand it? Is it engaging and achievable? Then we move on to mission. Below vision in the triangle is mission. Consultants and academics might also call the mission the purpose of the company. Why does it exist? The mission or the purpose of the company is not to make money. Hopefully it will make money by the great execution of strategy and tactics. What we're looking for here in a mission or purpose is something that motivates people to want to work at the company. And then we have objectives. Next, the framework moves to objectives, which are the goals that must be achieved in order to fulfill the mission. The goals should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. In other words, SMART. Now we have strategies. Goals do not just happen. They have to be made to happen, and this requires strategies. The strategy is the plan of action designed to achieve the long-term aim of the company. It is the overall plan of how the company will play its business game. And finally, within VMOST are tactics. Tactics are the base of the pyramid. They are the detailed activities that will ensure that the strategy is achieved. They are the moves in the game that can be adjusted according to the changing business environment. The power of the VMOST framework is ensuring that all the components are aligned. Do the tactics ensure the strategies will be successful? Do the strategies meet the objectives? Do the objectives fit in with the mission? And does the mission align with the vision? If the answer is no to any of these questions, it would be necessary to adjust. The sequential nature of the framework makes it useful for structuring a business plan. It also ensures joined-up thinking. Let's have a look at the model in action. A company making machines for packaging food grew over a 20-year period. It prospered due to the speed and efficiency of its machines and their reliability. As the company grew, it added more product lines. They weren't all equally successful, but they remained in the company's portfolio. The founder retired and the company was bought out by the management. It had begun to plateau and needed to move to a different level. The new owners applied the VMOST framework. Vision and mission. First, the new owners determined a vision for the company. This wasn't easy. They struggled with the concept of vision and mission statements, believing that they overlapped. They finally agreed a simple statement, which was to provide the most efficient packaging machines with a second to none service backup. Arguably, terms like most efficient and second to none are open to interpretation, but they evoke the spirit of always being better than the competition. And then they thought about the objectives and goals. A detailed market study showed that the company had variable strengths in different segments of the market. They had a strong position with companies that packed fresh vegetables, fish and desserts. However, they had a relatively low share amongst companies producing ready meals and meats. They set objectives to increase their market share of machines in these neglected sectors from a lowly 5% to 15% within a 3-year period. At the same time, their objective was to maintain their dominant shares in other segments of the market, as these would be key to financing growth in the new segments. And then they thought about the strategy. It was determined that the strategy was to grow significantly in new segments and to maintain its strong position in the other segments. This would be achieved by building a strong brand as the supplier of the most efficient packaging machines with the very best service backup. The message it wanted to communicate to all segments was that their machines were leaders on efficiency, reliability, and innovation. And then they thought about tactics. The company ran a tight marketing budget. It opted for PR and social media, in particular LinkedIn, which proved very efficient in communicating to a closely defined target audience. The VMOS plan took 3 or 4 months to build, and once in place, it became a vehicle for explaining to the whole company where it stood, where it was going, and how it intended to get there. It brought everyone on board, and it was successful because it provided focus and an alignment of the business plan. So here are some things to think about with regard to VMOS. Where would the company like to be in 3 years' time, in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time? This is its vision. What is the mission for the company? What does the company do? Where is it going? What are its priorities? These are its principles. What are the objectives of the company? These are specific aims, hopefully measurable and achievable for the next year or two. And what's the strategy for the company? This is the roadmap by which it will achieve its objectives. And finally, what are the tactics for achieving the strategy? These are the detailed means by which the strategy is carried out.